Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a very warm and beautiful Thursday. Al, what up, what up, what up?
Yesterday we were talking a little bit about... I told you I'd watch this YouTube video about Subway, the sandwich shop, and how they fell apart with the $5 footlongs that they couldn't keep up with, and then the Jared stuff, and it just a disaster. Well, a listener had told me, oh, you would love to hear this podcast that they just did. Barstool has a podcast. There's a guy, Eddie Barstool, or maybe his name is just Eddie, and
his last name is Barstool.
I don't think his last name is Barstool, but maybe he's called Eddie Barstool. His name is Eddie. He works at Barstool, and I have listened to this podcast a handful of times in the past. It's called the Dog Walk Podcast.
Okay,
and he had a guy on who is a journalist just about fast food restaurants.
Really? How do you get that job? Boy, well, is that niche?
Yeah, he even described how weird it was, how he actually saw an ad in the paper for it. He goes back back then when they weren't putting ads in papers for jobs.
Yeah.
And that's what he ended up spending a lot of his career writing about.
Okay.
But it was really interesting. The guy was just talking, he was just asking a bunch of questions about places and which are the top places right now, how much money do these places make per store.
Sure.
One of the place that's supposedly killing you right now is called Raising Cane's.
Yeah, the chicken place.
Yeah, and he said part of why they're doing so well is they keep it very simple. They sell chicken strips and fries.
Is that it? Interesting.
Yeah, and that chicken is in fast food much more, is selling a lot more than beef. Like, you've got to have chicken, chicken dishes on your menu.
Oh, I could see that, because even when you take your kids, even though it's not healthier, you think you're getting the fried chicken, it's better than the burger or the cheeseburger. It's not. You feel like you're doing a little better. That's interesting.
Yeah, we always thought, there was a time when we believed that fried chicken is healthier than a hamburger.
Yes.
Which it is not.
No. No, it is not.
But we did feel better about ourselves. So that was interesting. And just that, how much one of those stores makes in a year, how much they bring in. And the average store was making 4 to 6 million a year.
Now, is that generating revenue, or is that is that gross or net?
That I'm not sure, but comparatively, the Subways now are under $400,000
for the year.
Yeah, versus this place, 4 to 6 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
That's I'd love to know what a Chick-fil-A is doing.
Yeah,
because for the life of me, I cannot understand why Chick-fil-A is so popular. I'm not saying it's not good; it is good. But when I see lines of 30 cars out there, I'm sorry, KFC is fine.
Yeah.
You got the Popeyes is fine. Places now I don't have a Raising Cane's near me.
Yeah, me neither.
But there's other places that you can get good fried chicken and good chicken. Chick-fil-A is good. It ain't that good.
I don't understand it either.
Now, the cookie is phenomenal, but you don't have 30 cars lined up to get the chocolate chip cookie. And it's just weird. It's like one of those things that just clicked one day, and they don't open on Sundays. So it's a six-day business out of seven, and they crush it. It's remarkable.
Yeah, and I've always heard that they do a great job with the line.
They do. They have people out there with the tablets.
Yeah. But
it moves.
Do you think that's a big part of why they're so much more popular, that they handle a crowd better?
Let me ask you this. You can go to one of those three places I just mentioned. You go to Chick-fil-A and you see 30 cars online. I don't care if they got eight people with tablets out there. There's 30 cars in front of you. Or you can pull right up to KFC or Popeyes and get your order and go.
Yeah, I'm pulling up, getting my order to go.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I'm not disparaging it at all. It's good. I'm not saying it's not good. I just don't think it's 10 times better than the other options. I just don't. But to each his own.
And then the guy talked about, I think Eddie had asked him, like, which company made, like, an incredible, like, they were down in the hole and really came out of nowhere to, like, dominate?
Like, came back?
Came back.
Now, is that, so I'd like to guess this.
Yeah.
Is that a company that was great, really dipped, and has resurged?
Yes.
That's an interesting one. Would I know
and
it?
How they did it.
Would I know
you
it?
Would know the name of it. Yeah, you'd be very familiar with it.
I am going to say that's a good question. Is it Wendy's?
No.
Okay, only because Wendy's got quiet for a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very popular again. Who is it?
Domino's.
Okay. I never felt like Domino's really went away.
Yeah,
okay.
He said Domino's, and their stock was like down to like under a dollar. And then
really?
It went like over $100 that they basically, this guy, this journalist said, they came out, they said, our pizza's pretty bad. We are changing things up. We're changing the ingredients. And then they invested in the technology of an app for delivery.
Sure.
Before all these other ones kind of did it, and before there was the places that will just pick up your food and deliver it to you.
Yeah.
And I remember Gina's son, man, why am I, my throat gets all coughed up in this place.
Mm.
Gina's son, when he was a teenager, they loved Domino's, him and his friends, because they didn't need a credit card to order on the app and order food. They would come to deliver and get paid in cash if you wanted to pay cash. Or they would get these gift cards, load them on the app. You could see where your driver was. And this was all before DoorDash and all this other stuff. So
I will tell you that because of certain apps, it does change my mind into what or where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So there is, I've told you about the Slice app that, you know, in the past you go to pizza places, you know, it's usually a lot of cash places. Some places take debit cards for sure. I'm not saying they don't, but you got to go pick it up, and it's kind of a pain. Because of the Slice app, I have found a couple of new places that I otherwise wouldn't have. I wouldn't have found them. And they deliver. They're timely. I got my debit card I can use, a credit card, whatever, or I can choose to pay cash when they get there. You know what's been great is, especially on a Friday, if I play golf with my kids, I get done at 5, ask Kim what she wants for Friday. We do not cook on Fridays. What do you want? And it's usually just one of two things. It's either pizza or Chipotle. And that's pretty much what Friday is. Either one, right on my app, I order it, and it's just ready, and it's just easy, as opposed to getting on the phone, calling them. I don't have to deal with that anymore.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that they were the first one.
Yeah, we're definitely one of the very early ones.
Yeah, that's
the
great.
First. But yeah, so that was kind of cool. It was a good listen. It's called the Dog Walk Podcast by Eddie over there at Barstool.
I would be
good
interested
stuff.
To know from his guest what Papa John's is doing these days, because they dipped for sure.
They did.
And then Shaq bought them, or at least invested in them and became the face of them now. And you see the advertising blitz with Shaq all over the commercials. Be very curious how Papa John's is doing these days.
Yeah, they touched on Papa John's with the trial, because I guess Papa John's was on trial for the guy himself.
Yeah, the guy.
They talked briefly about that, because I think the guy, the journalist, covered that as early on in his fast food journalism kind of thing. They talked about the other things we talked about yesterday, like, or the other day, about like Applebee's and Chili's and all these different things, and which ones. Boy, it's like so many times, like, a company wants to be innovative.
Right.
But boy, if you miss,
it costs you a lot. Such a back.
It costs you a lot of money.
Sure does.
I think
time,
he said
money, everything.
I think that he said Applebee's was going to all of a sudden be into steaks. and they but they were going to buy the steaks like in the full, not a full cow, but the piece, the chunk of steak that the worker at the local place would have to cut themselves and put on the grill.
Wow.
And they invested in all this equipment to do that, and it just flopped. And then it's just like a huge hit to the organization.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting.
And it's, you know, it's one of those things where we've heard this a million times, and it is so true. You do need money to make money. But if you spend it wrong, you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough balance.
Yes.
Got to hit on it. We hear all the good stories. A lot of bad ones.
A lot of bad ones.
A lot of
especially
bad ones.
In fast food industry. Yeah. Seems to be a lot of bad ones.
Sure are.
And I guess Taco Bell is still crushing it, this guy said.
I've never gone to Taco Bell once in my life. And I got one that not far from me. I just not interested in it. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I've never gone.
I had a very small window when I lived in Woodbridge, New Jersey. It had to be 2002.
Right.
Where before the NFL games, I would go to Taco Bell. I'd just get plain beef tacos and get them to go to bring home and eat them. That was my, it's like a small window there of Taco Bell.
Were they good?
They were good.
Yeah, yeah. Just but, hasn't been my thing.
Yeah. Didn't think about it after, before that or after that.
Why don't you reminisce and stop at Taco Bell on the way home today? Load up on some Dorito shell tacos.
Ooh, that probably wouldn't work well.
You would be in the toilet because your body would be like, what is this?
Yeah, my body would not react well to Taco Bell.
That would be a fun experiment, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't video yourself on the toilet, of course.
No, I cannot.
But you could video the whole experience and eating it and then, like, have a video on the door into the bathroom and have, like, a clock how long you're in there.
Probably at this point, any, like, if I went heavy on the fast food, but, yeah, Taco Bell would probably be a tough one. Yeah.
Yep, that's true.
You know, Brian Wilson passed away, the Beach Boys. And it got me thinking, I don't know if you're familiar with the band Bare Naked Ladies.
Of course.
So they have a song called Brian Wilson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I was like, what was that Brian Wilson song about? So I was looking at it before, like, what was the song about? And I guess the guy from Bare Naked Ladies wrote a song about a guy who was depressed, but paralleled it to the life of Brian Wilson, who also went through a depression and then went to a psychiatrist. Hmm. But in my reading about this a song, it said that the psychiatrist that he went to for so long, people feel like it actually hurt him going to the psychiatrist.
For what, they give reasons why?
They didn't in this song, but it brought me up because I meant to ask you about this a couple weeks ago. It hit me. This idea that therapy, some people think that, you know, therapy helps a ton of people, right? Talk through your problems.
Sure.
But there are others who believe that constantly talking about it makes it worse in that it ruminates in you. And you're just constantly not
focused on it.
Yeah. Like you're not letting go of it. And I wonder if that's what happened with Brian Wilson.
I suppose it could be. I mean, I know he's had a lot go on in his life.
Or if they put him, I mean, a psychiatrist can put you on medications too. Maybe that was the case, but I don't know. I was just thinking, like, does talk therapy work?
I don't know. I've never gone.
Yeah.
I've never used Grok for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done the BetterHelp, and I know there's been a big media blitz for them the last couple of years. I think specifically since the pandemic, I think is when.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That exploded. I've really never felt the need to do it. I don't know. You'd really have to talk to someone who's gone through it to see what their experience has been like.
Yeah. Well, I've done it myself, but I feel like the problem with therapy is acknowledging you have an issue you must discuss, I think is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you discuss it,
what do you do about it?
Right.
Well, the one thing I've,
what's the solution?
Right. The thing I don't know how to word this properly. I guess my question would be, you know you have the issue.
Right.
Why, for some people, do you need someone else to discuss it with if, in fact, that second step, if the first step is acknowledging it, and that's the most important step, I get that. But we know that. That's why you're going to therapy in a lot of cases. Now, marriages may be different. Maybe the therapist and you and your wife or your husband are in the room and you don't realize that you're the problem, or they don't realize that what they do is the problem. And by talking it out, you end up with solutions, sure. But if there are specific reasons and you know why you're talking to the therapist to get to that second step, you kind of know already. You know, I don't know. It's a tough thing because I've never had the issue. I can't. It's hard to speak about it. And I know this is very real for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I don't want to disrespect that because I don't know anything about it. But it would appear to me if you know what your issue is, you can almost talk about it amongst yourself in your car, hear yourself, and then maybe be able to take the next step. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if the idea is that you keep talking about it, talking about it, talking about it, so you eventually do something about it. And if you don't talk about it, you don't do anything about it. I don't know. I don't know what the...
Well, but if you're taking that step to talk to somebody, you clearly know why you're calling them.
Right.
I don't know. And unless people are just looking for justification for things they've done or for reasons why... Now, depression's a different thing. If we're talking about just sheer depression, you could have a chemical imbalance in your head.
Sure.
There could be a lot of reasons why. I understand talking to somebody through a horrible period in your life where you're just looking for some maybe positive reinforcement to kind of get you on your feet again. That's different. I mean, we're talking about a different deal, obviously. But I think there's a lot of different avenues when you're talking about therapy. I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all.
And it feels weird, though, like the things that they do now, like you mentioned, BetterHelp and all these different companies do it now. It's like, how do you pick a person?
Reviews? I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
Because you'll just go to the app or to your healthcare provider, and there's just a list of people.
So I don't know. So you've seen this?
Yeah, yeah.
So are there reviews for the doctors that you could possibly pick?
No, I have not seen that. But what some of them will do is they'll tell you their specialty, which I think is great. But then what happens is therapists want more patients, so they want to put as many things in there as possible. Where if it was just like, this person specializes in OCD behaviors, boom, that'd be like, okay, this is the person.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll be like OCD behaviors, general anxiety, problems in relationships, work issues. It's like a million things because they don't want to be discarded because you don't see your issue in there.
You're like a general practitioner.
Yeah.
You don't feel good, just come to me.
Where it used to be, I think you would, before there was everything online, you might know a friend who went to a therapist and maybe you go, they could recommend somebody.
There's a recommendation or the review you're looking for.
Yeah, or you're go to your general doctor and they go, oh, well, this is a person who does therapy. You might want to talk to them.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
I think that's weird with anything. Anytime we pick doctors for anything, it's based on, are they in our
network?
Are they nearby? Do they have appointments? Right?
Yeah. I would say yes. For just normal doctoring, if you will, I agree. I think when you're talking about things that are a little more serious, like when my son had surgery 5 years ago.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I mean, we went to a specialist. After the emergency room doctor completely effed the whole thing up, they sent us to a specialist. And from that point, he told us about who he worked with, and he came very highly regarded and recommended. It was a quick Google search, and you saw the guy, his resume was pretty impressive. And to me, it didn't matter where it was. It turned out they sent us to Manhattan, and it was a pain in the ass, but that's where he went. And they were in network. I mean, it does help. I mean, because without it, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars that you got to pay, which, how are you doing that? Mortgage in your house, I guess. But you're right. The insurance is a huge deal for sure. It kind of has to be. But from there, you try and pick the best that's available to you.
Yeah.
And you are usually using the recommendation of a doctor.
That's true.
I mean.
Yeah. And unless you're going telehealth right off the bat, then that's a crapshoot.
Sure. Yeah. You're just picking someone out of like the yellow pages at that point.
The other funny thing, too, is like, you know, we have these super early morning hours, but it allows us to do things during the day. So one of the things I always used to think about was, well, you know, I'm home by noon. If I need a doctor's appointment, I'll get a 2 o'clock appointment.
You would think.
1 o'clock appointment. No. Mm-mm. You call now. It's like, I'd like to make an appointment. My throat, I've had a sore throat for 2 months.
Yeah. Are you available in September?
Yeah.
I know.
And I'm like, I could do anything in the afternoon, anything noon or. He's got a 9 o'clock in 8 weeks. You want that one? Because his next one after that's December. It's like, holy crap. I guess so.
I know. Well, the doctor one I get because people will rearrange their schedule for doctor's appointments.
Yes.
The one I can't understand, and this comes back to the whole question that you and I have been asking for 5 years now, is does anybody work? Like, CeeLo and I are trying to get a tee time for Monday.
Yeah.
Let me rewind the Tuesday after Memorial Day, which is like a Monday, essentially. I wanted to play golf with my dad and my older son. So trying to get it took me 5 days to get a tee time. I finally got one that I wanted, and it was at a good course. It was fine. And when we got there, it looked like spring break had let out. There were people everywhere. I'm like, it's 12:30 on a Tuesday. I said to the starter, I'm like, do any of these people work? He goes, it's like this every day. I'm like, every day. He's like, every day. He goes, and the weekends are worse. So CeeLo and I are trying for this Monday. And he had like one choice yesterday, which didn't work for me. So I'm like, I'll get online and try. I can't find anything. Are people just working at home and they turn their camera off and they disappear for 5 hours?
I think so.
I mean, the doctor I get. Oh, you got to go to the doctor for an hour. All right, fine. But this stuff is just bananas.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
New world we're living in.
Yeah. I had to take off next Thursday.
Yeah.
You're out as well. So I have had to take off because I had this sore throat for like legitimately a month.
Mm.
And I know it's acid reflux related. Like I know what it is. So I have to go see the gastro doctor because I got to figure this out.
Right.
And I really thought I'd be like, I called. I was like, anything in the afternoon. Anything. She's like, he's got a 9 o'clock on Wednesday. I go, oh, to anything else? Yeah. August 31st. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, but then it's like, no, but give it to me, please.
I'll take it.
Please give it to me.
I know. Remember when I had the heart issue in 2017 that I was going through? Turned out to be nothing, but there was a little bit of an issue that I had to get checked out. The first three doctors I called, we have no appointments. Like, you have no appointments? And so now you talk about going down the list of what's in your network. I'm like, all right, I'm down to my fourth choice here.
Right.
Do these guys even know what they're doing?
Like, this is how, right, God that's damn. How it goes.
It was unbelievable.
First, you do your research and you go, this person's in network. This person's got great reviews.
Yep.
They're not too far away.
Can't get them.
I settle on this one. You call. No. Then you go, okay. Well, this one didn't look too bad. No. Then you're right. You're down to this one with no reviews, yep. No photo.
Do they even have a diploma?
Right. No. You're like looking on Google Maps. Where is this office even? I said, this is a shop, right?
I was going to say, you show up and it's the garage of a home turned into an office.
You're like, I'll take it.
Don't know if they know what they're doing, but I'm in.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is so true. That was that, and the one, the cardiologist that came very highly recommended was close to my house, and the reviews were phenomenal.
That's awesome.
And when I called, and they're like, "And are you a patient?" I'm like, "No, I'm calling because I'd like to become one." Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm like, "No," and she's like, "We're full." I'm like, "You don't have one appointment available in the next month." She goes, "No." Man, have a good night. What do you say? Have a good day, and that was it. I'm like, okay, got it. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I remember the one when I wanted to get, just I had no issues, but I was like, I should go to the skin doctor to get checked out.
Yep.
This was like 2 years ago. And maybe it was in June. They go, okay. Oh, you've not been here before? Are you February 3rd? February 3rd? 9 months from now?
Well, on the one hand, you think it's ludicrous. On the other hand, at least you can think, I picked a good doctor.
Yes, this doctor's packed.
Oh my God, 9 months.
But that's why
away. People
end up going to the emergency room for things that are not emergencies. Because
they can't get doctor appointments.
Yeah, you need to get medicine.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's
but
true.
But you can't see your doctor.
So true.
So you go to the emergency room with acid reflux.
Just to get the stupid
Just to
prescription.
Get something, yeah.
I know.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
Yeah.
We're back here tomorrow on a Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, you're hosting tomorrow.
Oh.
You and
I forgot
Gio.
I forgot about that. Okay,
Boomer
cool.
is out. You and Gio. So I'll be here with CeeLo for the warm-up
right.
show.
Oh, pick out a couple of good things and yell at him for.
Maybe I'll see what CeeLo's take on the protests in L.A.
Say, tomorrow, Al's going to be hitting on Los Angeles, Chicago, and what's going on in Lower Manhattan. Poor CeeLo. He thinks he's talking Knicks.
I'll give him a go. What do you think of this, CeeLo?
And don't be vanilla. Give me an opinion.
I'll see, so what you're saying, and I'll put some words in his mouth that are not his.
That's funny.
All right, Jerry, warm up next. So!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.